went back to that same time frame and how it felt, and kind of wanted to just pay my respect to that moment and then move on.
How early before the game did you do it? When you first came out?
When I first came out to, you know, warm up and throw around with Eli and whatnot, I went straight to the corner of the end zone, just took a knee, said a little prayer, and it went from there.
It was weird. You had a sequence down there where you guys were in the red zone in that area that you didn't get a pass thrown to you at that point. Were you thinking about that?
Yeah, the radar went off. That's for sure.
We still know people.
What's up?
We still know people.
Yes, sir. The radar definitely went off, but obviously, you know, I just want to make myself available with whatever play call, make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Vic, was there a lot of physical play between the receivers and the defensive backs? It seems like you guys.
I mean, that's each and every week. It's football, you know.
It seemed like you guys maybe were a little more frustrated today about the physical nature of the game.
It's every week. I mean, it's nothing's changed. It's the same. We get the same kind of coverage, the same kind of physical play, and to go along with it, we get the same no calls. So nothing's changed.
I mean, but today you threw 63 passes. Usually you don't. 63 passes, not one holding call, not one pass interference. It's a lot.
I don't got to say. You said it for me.
Yeah, but nobody cares what I say.
Well, I'll just repeat. We threw it 63 times. No holding calls, no pass interferences. You said it. You said it better than I did.
What's the frustration level of not closing out the playoffs tonight?
I think it's exactly that. Understanding that, you know, we had it right there for our grasp to win this game and be right into the playoffs, right where we want to be. And, you know, we didn't complete that task today. So, unfortunately, we got to go into next week, I guess, hoping some things happen with some other teams, I assume. I don't really even know. I haven't even wrapped my head around it right now. But just got to make sure we're ready come next week.
You sit home and pay attention. I mean, there's like five different teams that could possibly get you into the playoffs. You sit home this weekend and pay attention to that?
I mean, you got to. I mean, you know, even if you keep a third eye, check scores, watch all the games or whatever you do, you know, if you care about playing this game, you care about making it to the next round and making it to the playoffs, you definitely keep an eye on it, for sure.
Does it matter to you how you guys get in?
Not at all. As long as we get in, I don't care which way, shape, or form that we do get in. We just want to get into the dance and see what happens.